Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Joan here, and it's a pleasure to have Macy Lewis on the podcast for the first time. Hi, Macy.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. It's taken us a while to hook up, hasn't it? But we've managed it in the end.
Yes. I think it's been about a year.
I know. So Macy's here to talk about her life and her projects. So do you mind me asking how old you are, Macy?
I am 36.
Okay. And you've just taken a big leap, haven't you? And you moved to London, didn't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
I've been here about 7 months.
Fantastic. And how are you finding it?
I love it here. Everybody's so kind and welcoming and just willing to help when I'm out and about. If I'm struggling, everybody's always willing to lend a hand, and it's so nice. I also love the public transport, because in America, there's a lot of public transport, but it's quite far away most of the time from where you live. Even if you are in a city, they're just so spread out, but everything's walkable here where I'm at, and so it's really nice. I can get to everything in just a couple of minutes instead of 20
Yeah,
plus a bus ride
fantastic.
or something.
That's great. And you're planning some weekend trips, aren't you, to explore parts of England?
Yes. Yeah, my
Fabulous.
boyfriend and I and our friends will go on our own, but then we'll also go with friends if they want to come with us. And we just go and explore the little cities or villages. Like a couple weeks ago, we went to Bakewell
Oh,
in
lovely.
Derbyshire. And I ended up doing a 15, no, sorry, it's a 15 mile, 25 kilometer, I keep calling it a race, but it was a walk for charity. And so I just did it with a few friends, and it was intense, but it was really fun.
Good. Oh, fantastic. So you're an author, aren't you?
Yes.
So do you want to tell us about that and how you got started and what books you've written?
Sure, I'll try and give you the cliff notes, because I can go on and on and on. I like telling stories, but sometimes it can be a bit much. But so I've always liked telling stories ever since I was in primary school. But when I was at university, I was getting my degree in history, and I always thought if I could find just something, you know, like historical to write a book about, that would be cool. And after I graduated, I was doing some volunteer work, and the Ebola epidemic happened in 2014. And I just thought, oh, I could research that and turn it into a story, but I had no idea what I was doing. So I worked for a couple of years on this really long manuscript, and actually met my writing mentor through this volunteer work, and she ended up mentoring me on rewriting a proper manuscript and what that was like. Took another year or so, and then I had to navigate how do I publish in this day and age. I ended up self-publishing. It cost a pretty penny, we'll say, but that just kind of opened up the floodgates, and I've been doing it ever since. Fevered Hearts was published in 2018, so we're about 8 years in now, I think, and still going strong. I write, basically, I like to challenge myself. So my main genre is romantic suspense novels for adults. I just like that little bit of romance. I'm a romantic, and then just the action packed in between that moves the story along. And then just a certain topic, you know, within the story that I research. That's mainly what I want people to get out of it, is the thing that I think is cool, like a disease or weather control. Or my latest book that came out last year was Infant Intelligence, and that's about artificial intelligence and can it take over without regulations. And you'll have to read the story to find out. But and then I also do books for adolescents, working on a series about that. It has not been released yet. But then I also do books for children. So I do books for middle grade readers, and then books for really young readers. And I'm working on a manuscript right now that is about a little dragon named Nigel, and he's learning about food allergies. So watch for that coming out soon. But in short, I've published 11 books, 5 children's books, 5 novels, plus a novella. And then I have a sh Christmas short story. And actually, the latest children's books that was released in January of this year is about a little turtle named Bucket. And it's teaching younger children, probably ages 8 to 12, about financial literacy and how to, budget their money and save, and just so, they can learn how to manage their finances at a younger age. I wrote that with a co-author who is blind, and he has a card game that goes along with this book as well. But there's lots of different activities in the book that you can do. So we don't have it in, unfortunately, tactile things for our blind friends, but it's only in print right now. But you can find everything if you just Google my name or go to your favorite online bookstore. Everything's right there. That's
So we'll put everything in the description with the podcast. We'll put everything in the show notes and everything. So fantastic. So is it your hope to have more accessible things going forward?
I would love to do that. I would love to have things in audio. It's just when I published at the time, it was kind of like, oh, I could get them out in the world in, hard copy print, which is fun to hold and feel your books. I can kind of see the covers a little bit. But really, I think particularly for the novels, you can f and the novella, you can find them on the all the apps, and I've done it on my iPhone specifically, and it's read them. I don't probably wouldn't be the best for the children's books, but I think those would probably be better in hard copy anyways. But I'd love to get them in different media, like audiobooks, and I'm looking into that right now to see if I could do that going forward, because I know that that would be a lot easier for everybody, so they could just put in their headphones and just go. So hopefully.
Oh, fantastic. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank
That
you.
sounds amazing. You're very talented writing for different
Oh,
age groups and everything, I think.
thank you. It's kind of it's just once I start, I can't stop, so.
Oh, it's obviously your a real passion for you, isn't it?
Yes.
So you also do a blog, don't you?
I
And
do.
there's more to it than that, isn't there? So do you want to tell us about that? Blinds Abroad,
Sure.
isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's Blinds Abroad. You can find us on any social media platform. We are everywhere. Just search Blinds Abroad. And it is me and my boyfriend, and we do a lot of different things. We show you our travels where we go abroad. We recently went to Mallorca, Spain, and so we show you a lot of those different things. We also show restaurant reviews and pub visits that we go to. We like to talk about the food and then obviously rate them on accessibility and if we think you should go or not. We also just show you little snippets of our lives, things that we think might be fun or little outings that we've done. It's just a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun with it.
Fantastic. So people can find that just by searching Blinds Abroad, yeah, on
Yes,
any.
ma'am, that's right.
Yep, perfect. Perfect.
We're
So
on.
what are your plans for the future? I'm guessing there's more books in your future.
Yes. So there's plenty of more books I'm writing right now. Just kind of the way I write is I'll usually work on one and then get it done, or sometimes I'll work on multiple, but I just like to bounce around to whatever comes to mind. Yes, so plenty of books that I'm working on right now. Like I said, the Nigel one is in production, working on a second book to follow up Infinite Intelligence that I released that's about AI. So I'm in the process of planning that right now. It's a bit technical, so having to work all of that out. But yeah, and then just if anybody else, people tell me ideas, sometimes I'll write them down and maybe they'll inspire a book as well. But just enjoying life over here now, and just getting comfortable with my new surroundings as well.
Yeah, that takes time, doesn't it? Have you got a next place on your bucket list to go and explore?
Oh, I want to go to Ireland, but really anywhere. We like to travel, so I'm open to any place. And I've told my boyfriend, I don't care where you've been, I might drag you back there so I can go there. He's been all over the place. So, just I like to travel anywhere, whether it's just a train ride away or a couple of plane rides away. As long as there's something cool and historical, I'm there.
So is history a passion of yours as well? Do you enjoy
Yes,
that? Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I got my degree in history. So, I originally was going to get a law degree after that, but then the economy tanked, and I just thought, no, we'll just stick with the history degree. And so I just like learning about everything I possibly can.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you, Macy. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And hopefully lots of people will check out your Blinds Abroad. And how do you want to just recap on how people can find your books? Where are they available?
Absolutely. So you can Google my name, Macy Lewis, Macylewis, and it should come up on your favorite online bookstore, we'll say. There's so many of them to choose from. You can also find me on Facebook at author Macy Lewis, or you can find me on X at Macy Lewis and then the number 6, or you can also find me on Blinds Abroad, and you can find us on all of your social media platforms. We are everywhere. Just search Blinds Abroad and you will find Cleves and Macy there. And you can contact us through that.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you, Macy. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you, and hopefully we'll have you back on the podcast to discuss future books and things and see how you're getting on with your travels around England and Britain and further afield.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's been a pleasure.